I'm going to grab a snap of you in a second. One, two, three. Can I grab a snap of you?
Sure.
I'm going to get everybody.
Local photographers set up lights and backdrops and converted a room at the Macedonia Free Will Baptist Church in St. Petersburg into a photography studio. They offered free professional photographs for those in need. For some families, this is their only Christmas present this year, organizers say. Jacqueline Baptiste came with her four children, Bill, Timothy, Marie, and Jake.
I'm a waitress. I work at Applebee's, but I love my kids, so I want to do nice things for them so they can remember, so they could pass it on.
Photographers Chuck Westberg and Pat McClinchy organized a help portrait event in St. Petersburg to give back to the local community.
It occurred to me that some of the things we take for granted, like family portraits, you know, things that we'd run into a burning building to save, a lot of families don't even have a single one and really have a means to even get one. So we thought it's a great idea and a way to kind of help families out this holiday season.
Thanks to the 50 photographers and students from TASCO, the city's Teen Arts, Sports, and Cultural Opportunities program, 174 families went home with free portraits. Again, Wartburg.
Photographers, people with printers, people to edit the photos. It was just incredible, the response. In fact, we've got more help than we need here because the folks that are in the photographic community always respond when there's something that needs to be done. There's way too many people to thank. Everybody's really come out and it's been a lot of fun. One thing I noticed is that everybody's having a great time, photographers and subjects alike.
Chuck Wartburg says that the Help Portrait is a global movement.
Help Portrait is a worldwide event, and on the 4th of December each year, people all over the world get together to shoot portraits of people who are a little bit less fortunate, and the people walk out with a nice print of their family.
Regina Cooper has been a member of this church since she was a little girl. She's now the youth minister and the church clerk. She's also volunteering at this event.
I just think it's a wonderful idea, and to see all the families to come out and to come together to take a portrait when they normally cannot. And the kids are happy and everyone is coming in. They're walking in off the streets. We have a sign on our marquee and it's busy in here and we're happy.
One of the photographers at the event is Ryan Gutierrez. He says this is the first time he has participated in a help portrait.
I wish a lot more people would get involved. We need to do some more campaigning next year to get some more families in the door to help them. I know there's a lot of underprivileged families out there, and I really believe that there's people out there that can help, and hopefully next year it's bigger and better than the year before.
Groups in 57 countries and 49 states participated in the help portrait events worldwide, according to the group's website. For WMNF News, I am Andrea Lipka in St. Petersburg.